Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Dingy ding ding. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Moose, Breezy, There I Said It. Got something you need to get off your chest. Now would be the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you 7 minutes. Clock starts right now. Let's go over to our friend JC. I saw this text soon as it came in. I don't know if you missed it, Breezy, but I'm going to go ahead and read this one.
Please do.
Hey, Hannah.
She goes, huh?
Hi, please don't read this on the air, but I was wondering if I can get intern Hannah's Instagram. I just turned 31. I have my own place, and I don't really drink or party, just focused on work, if she's interested. Hannah?
Hannah's Instagram is on our Instagram, but Hannah, come
yeah,
over here.
He
obviously, he's not using his resources. Right
yeah. Well. Hannah, what do you think?
I don't really want to go out with someone that doesn't even know how to work Instagram.
Oh, man.
That is big T. You told him, Hannah.
Are you into the fact that he doesn't drink or party?
She goes, no, I'm 21. Thank you, though.
Okay, JC, we're going to move on, buddy. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's a hard no from us. Thank
oh, my God,
you,
JC, it's going to be a hard no, buddy. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what he looks like either.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
He's 31.
One?
She's 21? No.
What's a 10-year age gap? So what?
First of all, come back here. What is a 10-year age gap
when you're 21?
With us is fine. With her and a 31-year-old, weird. You're what does a 31-year-old have in common with a 21-year-old?
Nothing. I don't own a home. I'm assuming you have like a mortgage or something. I don't know what we talk about.
And also, no. Hannah has like $4 in her bank account right now.
Legit.
That's why she needs a daddy. Hey, listen, you don't know if he has a mortgage. He could probably has a studio apartment at North Glen Apartments in Greece. You don't know that.
I guess so. I don't want to find out.
Okay. All right. We'll move on. Thank you so much for trying, JC.
Hannah's walking back to her seat with her head hung. This person says, your kid's not going to the NFL. I don't care how insta-famous he is. There, I said it.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm dying this morning. This is just all.
Oh my God.
All good things.
What was
things.
That?
All good things. The studio, it's falling apart.
Right. This person says, if you're 20 years or older, please own ChapStick. We are too old to have gross lips. There, I said it.
I 100% agree.
As
I'm putting on my ChapStick.
I'm a Carmex girl.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Sitting on the middle seat of a plane is the absolute best. You get two armrests, and the flight attendant pays more attention to you, especially if you're cute.
Because they feel bad for you.
Okay.
They already said it.
Samantha says, can everyone stop saying they rescued their pet? Adopting and rescuing are not the same thing. Unless you ran into a burning building or jumped into a pool to save an animal's life, you didn't rescue anything. There I said it.
That is such big tea. That is such big tea. No one would call an adoption for a child a rescue. That's horrible. And not to mention, you're right. You're not saving them from a burning building.
I know. But people like to say they rescued their pet. I understand that too. JC's back.
Oh, man.
Hannah, JC says, I do not own a house I rent, but also I'm open to getting a drink if you are, if you're into that type of thing.
I'm no thanks.
Okay. All right.
Oh, we're so good. Thank you.
JC, you're not being persistent enough. No means yes.
Oh, my God. Ew. No,
I'll puke. I'm just kidding. Let's go over to Greg. What's up, Greg? Morning, Moose and Breezy. My wife gets so pissed at me if I don't talk to her in the car while driving. I prefer to sit in silence without listening to her or music. Not to mention if there's an ambulance behind me, I'll actually be able to hear it without the sound of her yapping. There, I said it.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Greg's got a death wish this morning.
Yeah.
It's brave.
Mine for today is this. If you're not grooming your eyebrows, we have bigger problems. There, I said it. People who don't take pride in their eyebrows is not someone I want to hang out with.
It says
truth be told.
It says a lot about you. I'll never forget the girls in high school who did the McDonald's arch.
Mm-hmm. The golden arch?
Golden arch eyebrow. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. That would send a shiver up my spine.
It looked like a rainbow, but very, very, very thin.
Mine for today is if someone ever invites me over to dinner and serves me Spam, they're dead to me. There, I said it.
Spam?
I still cannot figure out what's in that tin can. It's just a square slab of wet, gelatinous meat.
It's cat food.
It's an absolutely diabolical food. It's absolutely disgusting. And I understand it's a delicacy in Hawaii, but it's gross. Come on. We can all admit it's gross. And it's got a shelf life of like 40 years.
I'm so good.
Moose, do you want to be my daddy? Why? Do you need help with your homework?
This has gotten really weird.
Yeah, this has. Let me go over to Amy real quick. Amy says the toilet paper roll should always be placed over, not under. There, I said it. And I'm willing to fight anyone who disagrees. It should be placed over. I agree, not under. She's 100% right. My girlfriend loves playing the victim. I cannot wait until I'm single. There, I said it.
Oh, and then we'll leave it with this one. 42-year-old men who live with their parents, have no bills to pay, but still can't afford child support are pathetic losers. There, I said it. That feels targeted.
That does.
Yeah, that does feel really targeted.
Are you seeing this last text? Mm-hmm. This is really odd today. If that JC guy who messaged in earlier about getting that intern's Instagram is who I think it is, then run. I know a JC who is also 31, and that dude is bad news. I think you dodged a bullet here, Hannah.
We always have to trust our girls' intuition. You know what I mean? We got to trust it.
So, no, you don't want to go out with this guy? It's an absolutely no.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Peaks Wide Mornings, Moose Breezy, 63 for the high today. We'll take that. All registered voters in Monroe County should have received a postcard listing their polling site. But that site is only for Election Day. If you're planning to vote early, you've got to do it at one of the 17 polling sites that are set up for that, like Monroe County office building. Because lines were out the door at many of the polling sites over the weekend, with some people waiting more than an hour. But generally, spirits were high. I mean, people didn't seem to mind having to wait that long. In all, more than 30,000 people in Monroe County alone have casted their ballots already. There were some early complaints from people who showed up at their regular polling places only to find them closed. Both the Democratic and Republican election commissioners got some pissed off phone calls, if you will, from people who felt like the postcard everyone received as a reminder could have been a lot more clear. Mm-hmm. You know, you get all these older folks, too, that are showing up and took 10 minutes out of their day to drive the opposite direction.
Right.
A lot of the early voting sites were very busy over the weekend. But in Parenton, I mean, it was nonstop all day yesterday. The line extended to the back of the mall and around the corner. Even if there isn't a line, it might take a few extra minutes compared to Election Day. So just keep that in mind. There are 6 more days of early voting until Election Day. So get on out there, and get your voices heard.
When we talk about voting and like all of that stuff, it's really, you know, precedent because it's pressing because 1 week from today is election day. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about like, oh, did you get your registered voting info in the mail and all that stuff? When it comes to that, I feel overwhelmed and I know I can't be alone because I obviously am going to vote, but I do understand why people don't vote because they're not educated on what documents you need, where you're going, all of that stuff. And yes, it could be just be out of sheer laziness, but I do think it is a little complex.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Going by logic, not voting means to give the people who do vote a much stronger voice. Mm-hmm. But where do you stand on people who say they refuse to vote? Because there's a number of reasons why people don't vote, like Breezy just mentioned. But the people who refuse to vote, I mean, with the election only a week away, coming up, we'll talk about where you can vote and why some people are choosing not to. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you stand on people who say they refuse to vote? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. One more week, guys, and then the political ads on TV will start to fizzle out, maybe. But with the election a week away, not voting means to give people who do vote a stronger voice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you or someone you know, are they in a position right now where you're not interested in voting for either party? Why?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just won't do it. They refuse. And it's not a lack of like, you know, I just don't want to like register to vote or all that stuff. Did you register to vote?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't.
Which is why I've been getting so many stuff from jury duty. It's like, how many times do I have to try to get out of jury duty?
Right.
Can I even do it? Being what? In the media?
No, you can't.
I'm in the clear. Okay.
I just went on to figure out a little more information because when it comes to not voting, I don't agree with it, but I understand why people don't do it. It's a complex process, in my opinion.
Why do you think people don't do it?
Because there's a lot of, in my opinion, hoops you have to jump through, paperwork you have to fill out, a lot of admin that's involved, and it seems daunting. And I know, it's your, you know, duty as an American citizen to do so. I get that 100%. But I'm just saying I understand why people don't.
Yeah, even when I was filling out my taxes last year on like TurboTax, mm-hmm. I had to go through the whole entire list.
Mm-hmm.
Of the voting process.
Right.
So
I went online to figure out what the tea is with all of this. And it's quite shocking because it's the deadline to register to vote for the 2024 general election. It ended on Saturday.
That's right. This weekend.
So if you didn't register, you won't be able to vote.
So this past weekend was the deadline for that.
On Saturday.
And it makes sense. I mean, people had plenty of time to do that.
Right.
Where are you? Well, you're in Canandaigua, so you're...
Yeah.
Your poll is where you have to go to Canandaigua.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, like, listen, the whole polls of it all, like, there's polls all over the place, but you can't just go to any poll and vote. I think that's one of the biggest things that people can get confused about. Like, my address is Ontario County, so I couldn't just, like, go down in the city and vote.
Yeah, you can't be in Monroe County doing that.
No. And I think that's why another reason people don't do it, because it's like, oh, now, like, for example, our intern Hannah, like, grew up on Long Island. She's not going to, like, go down to Long Island next week and vote. But there is absentee ballots. There's things of that nature that you can do as well.
Which they have at Nazareth College, right? Okay. And we were asking the question, do you know someone who just refuses to vote? Why? A couple people weighing in right now, 585-252-9800. Jim is here. He says people who declare they will not vote are not worth my time to engage if they literally see no difference between Harris and Trump. Then no arguments anyone can offer is going to persuade them to vote. Mike says people who say they won't vote are probably the sort of people who maybe shouldn't vote to begin with.
Mm-hmm. People who refuse to vote are dumb. You cannot complain about politics and things going on in this country if you're not voting, especially women, when women haven't always had the right to vote. Women were once seen as second-class citizens and weren't given the right to vote or have a voice whatsoever. Now you have the opportunity to do so, so why wouldn't you? And she goes on to say, or they go on to say, there's literally no hoops to jump through. You have to fill out a card and that is it. But like, fill out a card or something. My question is, and like, I'm having this conversation this morning because I don't have all the answers. And this is important to talk about. Am I registered to vote? Do you have to register every single election is what I'm asking? Or if I registered once, am I good to go? That I'm actually asking the question of this morning.
No, I do not think you need to unless you were to move or have a change of address or you live in a different county.
So I'm good to go because I just hit the panic button because I haven't done anything. Like Saturday was the deadline. I haven't done anything, but I voted in past elections. So am I good?
I'm almost positive, but somebody can call in and correct us if we're wrong on that.
Dad, are you listening?
Because that's something that I'm worried about.
Let me go over to Jill. This is a long text, but this is crazy because I think a lot of people can relate to what Jill's saying right now. Jill says it's sad, but this is the time of the year where my family is completely divided, and we have my dad to thank for that. He is hardcore Republican. My mom's Democrat, and it doesn't matter where or when. My father will start a fight with someone who does not agree with him on his politics. So many people refuse to join our family during the holidays because of the drama my dad has caused over the years. It blows my mind that my parents are even still married today. I'm the person who refuses to vote, and it pisses my dad off. Sounds like she's doing it for spite.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's when it's the toughest time is during the holidays, and you have people like Jill's father who just ruin it. Christmas is now officially ruined because of this guy.
Yeah. This person says it's really crazy to call someone dumb for not voting when people like my grandma don't vote for religious reasons. Okay. Pop off, grandma. Go all the way off. And then they went on to say, no, you don't need to re-register as long as you don't plan on changing parties or have a change in address. Okay, phew. Because I literally saw that deadline and I was like, wait, am I good to go or what's going on here? Do we have someone on the line?
Yeah, let me go over to our girl Elizabeth here. Good morning.
Yes, hi, good morning. I have a political science background, been active in politics my whole life.
Thank God.
You only need to register once.
Okay.
If you change your address, you do need to update the Board of Elections, but you can go to your old polling place where you used to vote, where you used to live,
okay,
and you can vote there. If you go to the wrong polling place, they have to give you what's called a provisional ballot.
Okay.
And you will still be allowed to vote there. The provisional ballots are counted in the event the election is so close that the provisional ballots will decide the election.
Really?
That's what those are for. Yeah.
So technically you can go to a different poll?
If it's a sincere accident and you can't find your polling place, they can't turn you away. They'll give you a provisional ballot.
I see.
Interesting. Hey. So those are like the backup votes, kind of?
Those are like the backup votes, right. But you really want to try to go to your polling place.
Sure.
But you only have to register once. I believe the only people who have to register again are convicted felons who are released from incarceration.
Okay. Yeah, that makes that sense.
Let me, Elizabeth, on the phone, I got to ask you this. Yes. You're familiar with the early ballots that were burned in Washington and in Oregon, right? That were set on fire?
I heard a little bit about that, yeah.
Okay, so basically there was hundreds of them. In a situation like that where hundreds of ballots are damaged and in a fire like that, do these people have to go back and I mean, they can't tell whose ballots those belong to, but what happens in a situation like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in a situation like that, it would most likely, because they haven't been counted and they won't be counted until Election Day, you would most likely need to make sure that you're taking it upon yourself to go and to fill out a provisional ballot just in case.
And then, Elizabeth, one more thing while we have you on the phone, because you're the expert in this.
Sure.
The fraudulent voter registration scheme that was uncovered in Pennsylvania, which is obviously so prevalent considering the fact that Pennsylvania is a swing state. What do we know about that?
I don't really know much about it at all. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know. I mean, what I can tell you is that anytime there has been a fraudulent voter scheme, it has been extremely rare.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been caught almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So out of every single fraudulent, out of every single story you hear where people are trying to scare people into saying their vote won't count or there's people on the rolls that aren't supposed to be there,
mm-hmm.
out of every single one of those, there's probably 0.1 of those stories that are ever legitimate.
I just want to make sure
people are never scared or intimidated to vote or feel that their vote isn't going to be counted.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for your expertise this morning, Elizabeth. Really
Absolutely.
Appreciate
it.
You're the best.
I'm happy to help.
Okay, have the best day. Thank you.
That's what we needed.
Yeah, no, thank
we
you for clearing
our girl.
That up. All right, thank you guys so much. And then we have people like John that says, I refuse to vote because I strongly believe that no matter who I vote for, change is not going to take place. So many people put all their trust into the president, and it's absolutely ludicrous.
Period.
See, and like talking politics to anybody, you're never, I mean, we should all be able to just have a conversation without people throwing chairs. But unfortunately, it doesn't come down to that, especially during the holidays. I mean, look at Jill's dad.
I know. And listen, like, we're not telling you to vote one way or the other. Just vote regardless, because it is your right to do so. And if you don't vote, then you don't have a right to bitch. Period. Point blank. Thank you.
Taking a quick break on the show. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.